Landy, you're on the leadership committee that produces the Art House Convergence Indie Film Conference in January before the Sundance Film Festival. So I'm assuming you're just off of that. Tell us how that works and what you have experienced personally.
Well, this year was my third year to attend, and leadership committee I'll use very loosely because they have appointed me to that committee, but it takes several bodies from across the United States to make it happen. Starting in 2008 with, I think, 8 art houses, and now it's up to 300 from across the United States, which is really, really amazing. But basically, it's a 3-day conference that is just like in any profession, but it's for cinematic art houses. They have conferences and speakers come in. We had Robert Redford was our keynote speaker this year, which was really cool. Michael Moore was there the first year. But basically, it's kind of keeping up, keeping up with the industry, the technology, getting new ideas, because we are sprinkled across the U.S. We do not really have to compete with each other. We can try new ideas and kind of copy off of each other if we find things that are working. So it's really just a great time to commiserate with other people that do what you do and love it as much as you do.
Park City, Utah?
The conference is in Midway, but it's about 30 minutes outside of Park City.
Beautiful part of the country.
It is. And that was my first time in Utah. So.
Do you get to stay for the Sundance Film Festival?
I do. Every year it's kind of grown a little bit. The first year I went for 2 days. Last year I went for 4 days. And then this year I got an industry pass and stayed for a week and got to see lots of great films.
Did you see anything that just knocked your socks off?
I did. I saw a lot of my favorites were the documentaries this year. There were some really great ones. There was one about Pussy Riot, which is a punk band in Russia. Two of the musicians are still in jail because they did a performance at a cathedral there, and it was just the way the political system works there is quite twisted, so it was really well done. And several great documentaries that I hope to bring here.
Well, excellent. This week you are actually starting, is it your third year of bringing science on the screen?
It's our second year.
Tell me about Thursday's show.
Thursday is going to be our kickoff, and we're going to be showing Groundhog Day. And we've got Jason Lindsay coming in, who lots of people probably recognize. He does the Hooked on Science. He has a website and does lots of children's parties. The whole series is kind of devoted to education and entertainment. So even if you just love the movie and you're not as interested in the speaker, they talk for about 20 minutes about a relevant topic, and then we show the film, and it's a lot of fun.
The other two coming up in the series include?
We have Groundhog Day, and then on March 14th, we're showing The Diving Bell and the Butterfly. And we have a psychologist from Murray State coming in talking about consciousness. And then on April 18th, we're going to be doing Prometheus. And we have an archaeologist coming in to talk about the origins of early civilizations. And then on May 23rd, we're going to be showing Dopamine. And we have Jana Hackthorne, who is an associate professor at Murray State, and talking about, it is about the natural amphetamine our bodies produce when we're falling in love. And love has been a particular topic of interest for her, so she's going to be doing a talk about that.
That's pretty cool. What defines an art house if it's not for something like this, huh?
Exactly. I mean, really, I always want to do more than what we're doing as far as film education and just educating people about film. We just need to get people to come to those events. But this was actually really successful last year. But definitely, that's kind of our mission, to take it above and beyond the commercial theaters and what they're able to do, because we have a lot more freedom to do lots of other great programming.
Some of that other programming is music at MAC, and I was intensely envious to see who you're bringing in on the 1st of March.
Yes, I'm very excited about that one because KET is going to be here.
Wow.
And they're doing a story about the music scene in Paducah. So I'm pretty excited about it. We kind of pulled that together really quickly because the producer for Kentucky Life could only be here on that day. And I searched around on to see what else was going on in Paducah, and I didn't see any live music going on at any of the restaurants. So I decided that we need to have a show. So
let's put on a show.
So we put it together. And pretty excited because the whole the Dirt Daubers, J.D. Wilkes and the Dirt Daubers are going to be here. And Nathan Brown and Todd, Hot Rod Todd of the Solid Rocket Boosters. And then a new group, Josh Coffey, Nathan Lynn, who everybody knows their names, and Mr. Eddie Coffey. So it's going to be fun. And it's only
$5. Only $5?
That's a steal.
Well, besides these great programs, what else have you got on your drawing board for 2013?
Well, we have got Faith in Film. We do that every year. This is our sixth year for that, which is kind of a, just faith is such a broad, it's not even has to be related to religion, but have films and have area churches and organizations sponsor those. But we're also going to be kicking off a big Kickstarter campaign, in which is also our announcement on the 1st and giving it away. But we need to raise a lot of money for digital conversion, basically, because in order to stay relevant and to stay an art house, we're going to have to convert, because a lot of studios are not going to be making 35 millimeter anymore at all. So our projector will be irrelevant, unfortunately.
This whole digital transition has certainly changed radio. So,
oh, changed everything, I'm sure, yeah. Most definitely. It's not as scary as it was 3 years ago, though, because at this conference I attend, that's one of the things a lot of the representatives that make this technology were kind of like, well, you guys got us, the ones that waited. You know, we're having to make cheaper options now and options for smaller cinemas and things like that. So it's not a do-or-die situation, but we're going to up our product, and we're going to have something really fantastic, although film is always going to be true to my heart, but got to go with the times.
So back to being an art house, is there a particular definition? I mean, is it what distinguishes an art house aside from doing the educational projects?
Well, really focusing on films that aren't your traditional Hollywood-type films. Traditionally, independent film is going to have a lower budget, maybe have its origins in a different place than a big Hollywood blockbuster would, and documentaries, which are some of my favorite things to show, you know, so those are a little bit educational too, and foreign films as well. It's kind of our mission, which, to tie into that, you know, I do curate a gallery out in the lobby, so I just think art, I mean, I love that it's an art house, because I think film is absolutely art, so we just try to stay true to that, and show things to people that you can't see anywhere else in the region.
Whose artwork is up now?
Right now it's actually Dale Lay's Advanced Drawing Class.
Nice.
Yeah, we're having the closing reception this Saturday from 5 to 7.
Well, good for you, Landy. If there's anything you'd like to add, holler now.
I think I've covered a lot of territory, so I think we're good.